Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock hour on the Hockman and Crowder program. By the way, and this is beyond parody. I don't know if you guys watch. I watch all these different weather Twitter accounts because my son goes to school up in Tampa. But there's a storm brewing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event has been moved twice because of hurricanes, impending hurricanes. And so we finally have rescheduled it to next Wednesday. And that's when this next storm, and this is very early on, but there is a storm that's brewing in the Gulf area and then expected to take a hard right turn right over Southwest Florida and then bisect all the way across. And it would be, according to the schedule right now, next Wednesday.
We need to do a pop-up party. We don't need to tell nobody about the dates.
Obviously, someone's got it in for us, and I don't know who. But if all goes well, Whiskey Stars and Cigars, presented by us here at QAM and Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, will be next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow. You can come out, talk sports with all of us, and it's at a new location, Tabacón Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. And I'm told that Plantation Walk is a really cool place. So a week from tomorrow, enjoy a sample of Jack Daniel's Bonded series and a cigar from Drew Estate. Again, Wednesday, November 20th at Tabacón Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. And it's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2023 dealer of the year, sponsored by the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. And by the injury law firm Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE. Not trying to get anybody nervous about it. I'm just telling you, keep an eye because they're already doing all these GFS models. And the model has a big storm developing and then making landfall at some point next week. But again, many, many days out. So enjoy the Dolphins victory. Don't worry about this. Enjoy the Dolphins victory, and we'll just kind of keep an eye on this thing as it seems to progress.
Keep your fingers crossed. Hurricane season, goodness
gracious. It is till the end of November.
Well, okay.
And it's been a busy end to what was a pretty quiet hurricane season. But
it's like the let out at the club.
The let out at the club. And when you think no one else is coming out the doors, here comes another party. Keep your fingers crossed. All right, let's get headlines. Oh, there's one other thing going on. Our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back. We have a $250 gift card that you could win and use it at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood to watch football or hockey or basketball, whatever you want. If you want to win that gift card, go to WQAM.com. Click on contests and you can enter to win right there. WQAM.com. Click on contests and you can enter to win right there. All right.
It's 305.
Dale.
Dale. Dale.
I bless. Dale.
Dale.
305. Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Clayus Campbell, this bum Solana owes you a massive apology.
Tell you what, man. Calais Campbell. Holy hell.
Me playing
ball. Talk about an old man getting it done defensively, almost having the Jefferson game from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Jefferson.
That he was play insane last night.
Like running guys down to the sideline, everything. Yeah. You know, you could think a big dude can clog up the middle. He's not just clogging up the middle, man. Calais is – he might be a damn Pro Bowler this year. You keep playing
I'm telling
around.
You. He's having a Pro Bowl season, I think.
Yes.
Ridiculous. Let's do headlines here with Alejandro Solana. It's brought to you by our friends at Doral Volkswagen. Eric Nunez is back, by the way, the big boss in the 305. If he's involved in a car dealership, they are flat out winning because he sells for less, period, and he pays his employees the most, period. Right now, you can choose from a huge selection of Volkswagen models like Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas, and with over 300 new Volkswagens in stock, ready for immediate delivery, you could take your favorite VW home today. They also just broke ground on a new Subaru store in Doral, as well as a new Kia store in Doral. Go nicely with the Volkswagen and Acura stores. If you know Eric Nunez, you know he's going to have every one of those dealerships at the number one spot before long. He manages the entire Miami area for the Lithia Automotive Group, the number one automotive retailer in the nation. So go see my good friend Eric Nunez and his amazing team in Doral, because when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Here are your 3 o'clock headlines with Alejandro Solana.
It was cool yesterday because Calais Campbell, who I've been just his number one supporter since day one. But he went on SVP after the game. I guess SVP was hosting the post game show, and he had a great line after the game.
This was huge. The mindset was to start a wildfire, all you need is one spark.
Okay.
And that spark happened today, and now we got to keep it going and build on it. It's a short week, but it doesn't matter. You know, we need to win. We're hungry, and we'll keep fighting for it.
I love him. Nobody ever expects Calais Campbell to sound the way Calais Campbell sounds.
No. And I love him because he's a little phlegmy.
Oh, I mean, he speaks right to your heart.
And some of those. That's my man Calais. Yeah, but Hog, remember, he's just a first down guy. He just plays.
I think Solana said he was a third down guy, right? He was just going to come in special situations.
13, 14 plays a game. Yeah.
Look at the jacket Shams is wearing on NBA Today right now. He's got like a leather maroon jacket.
Joel Embiid's playing.
Is he playing?
He's supposed to. He's supposed to make his
debut tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some reporters he can push around.
Well, if he doesn't want to play, he knows the pathway now. Like, you know, if he doesn't want to mess around with the maintenance and back to backs, just, you know, give a guy a little shoulder tap. Be gone for three games at least.
Slap Wendy. You're good to go.
Yeah, there's Shams. Look at Shams.
Oh.
That is a
Michael
jacket,
Jackson.
Man.
That's Thriller.
Isn't that? That is a jacket.
What are you? He rode his motorcycle to the studio?
Got that big ESPN contract. He's like, what am I going to do with all this money? I'm going to go find a jacket.
Get me a big zipper. Jack will never come untook.
And Danny Green, of course, ready for Christmas Day in a bright red suit. Hey, tonight, by the way, Joel Embiid's supposed to make his debut, but how about Klay Thompson making his return for the first time to Oracle Arena?
Someone was texting that in because I was saying I need a winner. Like, I can't win a bet. And somebody's like, Klay Thompson over. What is it, like 15? Is that what the guy was texting? I got to look here.
Yeah, they're classy people. They're gonna cheer. They'll cheer when he scores a bucket against them.
Well, the problem is, though, he might actually stink. Like, I'm all for the, you know, the payback game and you guys slept on me. You know, this is Dwayne Wade going to Chicago, right? Klay leaving Golden State in his waning years, similar to that. But Dwayne Wade didn't have that much left, as you saw, in Chicago. I don't know. How's Klay been doing this season, Solana? You have any idea?
I haven't watched too many Mavs games. I'm looking up his stats right now. Let's see. He's averaging 14 points a game. He's not shooting too well, 42%, 35% from three. I mean, it's not a surprise, though, right? He's not there to be a prolific scorer. He's there to just knock down three-pointers. It's the Kyrie and Luka show in Dallas.
The over-under for Clay tonight is 15.5.
Over, because he's averaging 14. They'll give him a couple more looks because he's the return. I'm going to play that. Thank you.
Clay over 3.5 made threes is plus 120.
I don't like it.
I did see an exclusive Klay Thompson or Steph Curry to record six or more made threes in the game, because don't you feel like Steph Curry also wants to show out a little bit? Like,
yes.
All right, Klay, I get it. You didn't get paid. I don't think anybody's mad at Klay Thompson, by the way. He went. He got a better deal elsewhere. He won them four, or helped win them four titles. I don't think anybody's upset with Klay Thompson for leaving. But Steph Curry's probably like, all right, you left me to go play with Luka and Kyrie. You went to a Western Conference foe. Watch this, Klay. I'm going to drop 10 threes on your dome.
I don't know if Klay thinks that way. And Steph.
You mean Steph?
I mean, I think both of them. I think they're just pleasant young human beings and they're best friends. They're out to eat right now before the game.
Yeah, but when it's game time.
You see, Hawk, you grew up in the bad boys and all that game. These kids nowadays, they don't care about that stuff.
I think tonight is the D'Anthony Melton game.
Oh, goodness gracious. Never mind. We're not betting together tonight.
No wonder you've lost 16 straight bets.
I was with you on this Klay over 1 point from his average, but yeah, I don't know about the aerial.
Big Melton night.
Demario Melton. I don't know who that is.
You're going to the Melton pot?
That is.
You're going to the Melton pot tonight? That's phenomenal.
That's a good Chris Berman name. D'Anthony Melton pot.
That place smells funny.
You know how he does Berman does the fastest 3 minutes in the NFL during halftime of every Monday Night Football game? It's funny because I told you guys I am a sucker for NFL primetime, which is on ESPN Plus Sunday night after the 1 p.m. and 4 o'clock games finish. And it's Chris Berman and Booger McFarlane. And it's just...
McFarlane?
What's his name?
Okay, D'Anthony Melton. And it's just Chris Berman finding different ways to be him. Like, it's great. I highly recommend it.
Guy plays the hits. Because he's only around now, like back in the day. He was around to give you the highlights, throw in a funny name here and there.
Mm-hmm.
He's only around for one reason now, because you get the highlights all day long, get them on your phone. He's literally around for one reason, and that's to give you funny nicknames.
And the fastest 3 minutes, it's on Xanax now compared to when I was a kid.
It used to be 2 minutes.
Crazy it was.
It used to be 2 minutes. Then they had to go to three. And let's be honest, that thing went like 7.5 minutes. I mean,
look at him running down the sideline. There he goes.
They count those minutes the same way I count them during sex. I'm like, I mean, this was.
We had a good time, didn't we?
But Courtland Sutton caught a touchdown for the Denver Broncos, and they went up, I think it was 14-3 over Kansas City, 14-6, something like that. And during NFL primetime, he drops, and suddenly, and then he did it again. All the same jokes he made during NFL primetime put him right over to the NFL 3-minute highlight package.
What you want to get? I mean, you go see you go see Men Without Hats. You want to see Safety Dance. Mm-hmm. I told you, I went to see that 80s concert, Men Without Hats. They did Safety Dance as the first song and the last song because no one else was there to see anything else from them.
Did you pay for that ticket?
I didn't pay for that ticket, no.
Did somebody pay for that ticket?
I'm sure someone there must have paid for that ticket.
Success.
Broncos? Man, I love Chris Berman so much. I love him so much.
Get that check, CB.
The Miami Heat, another big NBA game tonight. They're in Detroit for their first NBA Cup game tonight in their group.
Mm. All right.
Wow.
You know who's in their group? You guys want to know who's in the Heat's group? Can I sell you on group play?
Sorry.
I'm good.
The Panthers, they host the New Jersey Devils tonight. The Panthers host the New Jersey Devils tonight. You want to win a bet, bet Tyler Hero over. I mean, this guy is...
He's like 22 and a half?
He's averaging 23. It might be up to 23 and a half right now. So, yeah, it's probably in that range. No,
22 and a half.
Yeah. Bro, he is... No joke. Tyler Hero is balling this season. What he's doing right now for the Heat is insane. Really.
He needs to get somebody else to give him a fade, though.
You know who I'm betting tonight. Tim Hardaway Jr. All the overs, baby. This is
LaMario Melton and Tim Hardaway Jr.
This is where I make it back.
We doing parlays with LaMario Melton and Tim Hardaway?
Harloway. Lamar.
I don't know these people's names.
I don't know. I don't think you got one single name right out of two.
LaMario Melton.
That's right.
The Panthers host the Devils tonight. That'll be at 7:30 p.m. So the Dolphins win yesterday. There was big news prior to the game, gentlemen. Tyreek Hill ends up playing, but we find out that he has a torn ligament in his wrist. And the report was that he actually had that injury during a joint practice, sustained the injury during a joint practice. And I guess he says or he claims that the injury was made worse the day of opening night or opening day when he was detained outside of Hard Rock Stadium. And then it was re-aggravated a couple days ago during the game as well. He ended up playing yesterday. He didn't have the most impactful performance, but he did score a touchdown.
Who was their leading receiver yesterday?
I think Malik Washington or Jalen Waddle might have been.
Probably Jalen Waddle.
Waddle got that early one, that long one early.
Did Craycraft, did he? I know he didn't get a target, but was he out there? I didn't even notice.
I didn't really see him. I haven't read the snap counts for today, so I don't know exactly how many snaps he was out there.
I'm just thinking about it now when I asked about leading receiver. I don't recall seeing him out there.
That Tyreek touchdown was pure, and Tyreek's amazing. I love Tyreek. Tyreek's a Hall of Fame receiver. That was all scheme. Anybody could have
ran that route. He ended up standing right there.
Yep. In the right spot, but that was an entire scheme thing. That's a McDaniel touchdown.
It's funny because I said Malik Washington. Malik Washington only had one catch for 17 yards. Happened to be a huge catch, but it was the end around. It was the end around for the touchdown on the first drive, which, bro, that first drive, I was I legitimately was like, wow, these guys are going to hit their overs on that first drive.
I got lost in that first drive, and I've gotten fooled by that with the Dolphins before. Their first drives are scripted, and they're amazing. Those first drives are as pleasurable a moment as you can ever have in South Florida sports.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. In that first drive, I thought, oh, Dolphins are going to go over 48. Forget about the game. Like, they're just going to do – they're going to go up and down the field all game long.
You know what else some other teams hate, I've noticed, is when Jonnu Smith catches that ball and looks at him. If you catch him before he turns around, you could tackle him. If he's looking at you, your
he
ass
puts
is
that
bad.
Shoulder down, man. He is a big fella.
Dude, I watched him close his eyes because they had the good angles. I was like, this dude just closed his eyes.
I owe Calais Campbell an apology, Hawk. I also owe Crowder an apology because the Jonnu Smith package is legit. Like, he only had three receptions yesterday, but it was for 45 yards, and there's definitely some steam to finding Jonnu Smith in space underneath and just letting him bulldoze.
I mean, you saw
people.
What they were looking for when he got it to the goal line. Like, you saw what they had in mind for him. Like, that was just brilliance.
Yeah.
How many people had Jonnu Smith anytime touchdown and missed it by
that
6 inches?
Just cursing. I mean, just cursing.
At him. Keep your elbow up. Keep your elbow up. You think
extend,
he can
extend. Extend.
It's the funniest thing.
Did you see LeBron the other night? LeBron grabbed an extra rebound at the end of the game to help someone hit their parlay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so they were talking to him post-game at the locker room, and they're like, what was that all about? And he's like, some dude was screaming at me, and he was screaming enough that he got my attention, and he kept saying, one more board, one more board. So I went out there and got it for him.
Man, I need this LeBron. I actually need this damn Matt Stafford to take off.
I needed Tua to take off. I had Tua over 5.5 yards rushing.
He didn't end up rushing.
One more. No.
He didn't rush. No, neither of them moved.
But Crowder, Beasley, when he came on with us yesterday, pointed out that there are 50 quarterbacks. I think it was Beasley yesterday. 50 quarterbacks in the NFL who have registered a rush this year. Matthew Stafford is not one of them. He has not rushed for a yard once this entire season. There's a reason why it was set at the line it was set at.
I just fall forward, wiggle, do him, you know, give him a little piggly wiggly.
The Dolphins are going to play the Raiders. Kendall Fuller yesterday left the game, I believe, with a concussion. There were a couple injuries for the Dolphins yesterday, which isn't great news. But again, the most, I guess, concerning one is Tyreek Hill, but seemed to look okay. And then the celebration was a takedown UFC style or WWE style. That was crazy considering he's injured.
Well, Tyreek, I don't know if it was supposed to go that way because he tweeted out, I'm never doing another celly with OBJ. So I don't know what happened there. I don't think Tyreek was supposed to end up on his back.
OBJ said, no, Jack, I ain't getting no balls. I'm about to be a part of this celebration.
Right, I'm going rogue.
I'm choreographing celebrations because they ain't throwing me no balls.
He suplexed them in the end zone. And the funny part is I told Tobin yesterday during the pregame show, like, don't bring up Odell Beckham Jr. over, like, because it was, I think, at 12 and a half yesterday, guys, Odell Beckham Jr. yards receiving. I said, I don't want to hear about it. Bro, he caught a pass that ended up being a big pass. It was a great, great connection between Tua and OBJ, and it helped the Dolphins move the chains on a really important drive.
I mean, that's the Klay Thompson theory for tonight, right? I mean, they want to give Odell something in L.A.
Solana, what was it for? 6 yards?
No.
What was it? It was a big.
The line was at 12 and a half. 13. On that one play, it was like 17 yards or 16 yards.
Great, great, great connection on a great, great, great pass on an extremely important drive.
It was a little button hook up the middle, but
he ran and turned around in zone.
But you saw the idea of bringing Odell in this season. You did. You really did, because they had three. They had those three out there that game. That was the idea of Odell being the third option.
He gets the weakest coverage guy.
Bro, he sat in the zone. He turned around at the right time. Tua threw it to him where only he could go get it underneath the zone. I mean, that was maybe one of the best passes I've ever seen in my entire life.
You know all the words. Great connection and a great sit down right in the hole of the zone on an amazing schematic approach.
Remember when Solana saw a picture of like Stan Van Gundy and Pat Riley, and he goes, this is the most iconic photo in sports history. And it was just like two guys sitting in seats. Like there was nothing iconic about it. Yeah, Tyreek Hill tweeted out, never will plan a celebration with Odell again. So I don't think that's the way it was supposed to go. Because like he ended up, see, Odell's knocking Tyreek over there. Tyreek's falling backwards. And I don't think that was the intention.
Odell trying to get on TV. Tyreek's trying to score touchdowns.
LeBron was at the game last night, by the way. I don't know if you guys saw.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com, until he's on the pivot. Then all of a sudden, Crowder is big dogging LeBron.
Oh, I saw saw you at the Rams game, big bro.
Always admired you. I admire the fact that on an off night, you can make it out to a Rams game, man. You got it together, bro.
Legend, big homie, legend.
LeBron with the same amount of appearances at the Rams game last night as Channing Crowder had interceptions in his NFL career.
Bastard.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Very cloudy in South Florida. Hot, around 80 degrees. Tonight the lows will be in the mid-70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
All right, Will Manso is going to join us next. We can talk some Dolphins with him. We can talk Heat as well, and Hurricanes, too. Will Manso in a moment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to talk about the Hard Rock Bet app here. If you super follow me on Twitter, if you have faded my picks over the last 16 wagers, you're probably a millionaire. That's how bad I am at this. Hopefully you're better. There is no better time to try your first bet on Hard Rock Bet. Remember, if you don't win your first bet on the Hard Rock Bet app, you get up to $100 back for a second chance. It's a bonus bet placed right into your account. So make that first bet on anything you want. Basketball tonight, hockey, college football this weekend, pro football, MMA, you name it. You've got so many options to bet every single night right now. No matter what sport you bet, if your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. That's up to $100 back as a bonus bet for another shot. And I always point out, you don't have to just make, if you're new to this, you don't have to just make straight bets. You don't have to just bet, you know, will someone win or will someone lose? You can do prop bets like tonight, Klay Thompson, over 15 and a half. Dallas, you know, he's visiting Golden State. I mean, maybe this is the Klay Thompson game. So maybe you want to do Klay Thompson props. You can bet props. You can bet straight bets. You can bet over-unders, whatever you want to do. And it's all right there for you on the Hard Rock Bet app. All you have to do to get started is download the Hard Rock Bet app at the App Store or Google Play Store, or go online to hardrock.bet. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. And again, in the issue of transparency, I am 0-16 in my last 16 bets. That is not a made-up number. That is an actual record that I have put together, 0-16 in my last 16 wagers. That's tough to do.
Impressive.
It is impressive. I don't think it's that terrible a thing to announce to the world, because I don't think many people could do what I have just done.
You could try to lose 16 bets in a row on your next 16. Wouldn't you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it.
You would get lucky at some point. Mm-hmm. I do not. Will Manso, Crowder just took off. Crowder was doing the show with us for the first hour and a half from Philadelphia, and they are interviewing, am I allowed to say? They're interviewing Spida Mitchell?
They are. Yeah, they are.
All right. Cavs will be in Philly tomorrow, so they're in town now, and he's the undefeated Cavs. Mm-hmm. And Crowder's got to go interview him for the pivot, so he has disappeared. But Will Manso has appeared. So you lose one, you gain one. I mean, that's the way it works. You see Will Manso. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You see Will Manso on Local 10 here in Miami. Also on FanDuel Sports Network, Sun. You will see him there tonight as the NBA Cup kicks off. Heat and Pistons from Detroit. Hello, Will.
So then you're saying you're really 0-17, because that's a tough parlay to lose. Gaining me, but losing Channing. So that's 0 for your last 17 now.
So, to be quite honest, I actually think I'm worse than 0-16, because the winner that I had, which was 17 bets ago, I actually sold that bet for a lower price than it would have paid had I waited till the end. And then I think I've got two losses prior to that. I kind of feel like I'm bordering on 0 for 20
This is bad. This is bad. There's got to be some enormous parlays going on here where you're taking on too much instead of just making
It's not even that much. Like, I do like to dabble in a parlay here and there, but like last night I had the over on the Dolphins game, over 48.5. I thought it was going to be a high scoring affair. I had Tua over 5.5 yards rushing. I thought he'd have one scramble. And I had Devon Achane over 5.5 receptions. He ended with 5, of course. So no parlays last night. You got something for me tonight? Tyler Hero over 22.5. You know what I've noticed?
I've noticed that
you and Amy are doing parlays and bets now on FanDuel Sports Network. It makes sense because it's FanDuel. Yeah. So give me some advice here, Will.
So the funny thing is our producer, who enjoys to dabble in the Hard Rock Bet app, is a big parlay fan. So he came up, he said, hey, we're FanDuel Sports Network now. Why not? Though you can't really bet on FanDuel right in Florida, I think. You can't really gamble on FanDuel, can you? Okay, so, but still, it's fun, so we do. Now, I leave it to Amy. I'm just the dummy that says, so what do you think, Amy? Bam, over 25.5.
Do you notice what she does, though?
What does she do? Always leans the heat way?
Yeah, I mean, not just leans the heat way. Anything that you suggest that goes against the heat, she takes all the unders. And anything you suggest that has to do with the heat, she takes all the overs.
You know what that's called? And making sure of job security. That's a good thing. that's a beautiful thing.
Fandom, yeah. You got something for me tonight? Tyler? Solana's saying Tyler over 22.5 tonight.
I mean, I will say this. I'm not a gambling advice person, certainly not on the teams I cover, but I will say that Tyler, at this point, if you're putting money on Tyler for anything, chances are you're winning. I mean, he's been so good, and everything he's doing, he's efficient, he's shooting threes, so anything over threes, you know, on a night, anything over his points, sounds like a good bet to me because he's just been great. So far, the ups and downs of the season, he's been the guy to turn to.
I could end him tonight by betting all his overs. I just want you to know.
If I say to you that I take everything Tyler and he gets 14 of, you know, on 4 of 18 shooting, then I blame you.
I am telling you, I can guarantee a 4 of 20 shooting night for Tyler Hero right now, and it's one push of the button, and I can have that.
That's Hayward Highsmith over like 5 or whatever the heck he is. I don't know what he is.
7.5.
This is an amazing. There you go. This is an amazing power that I have. I can ruin his season with one click on the Hard Rock app. Let me talk Dolphins before we talk Heat here. So Dolphins are 3-6. We mentioned this in the first hour. They're such a different team when Tua was the quarterback. So are you buying into it that, hey, there is a path to the playoffs? The next two games are not the toughest games in the world. Or are you kind of the opinion, it was nice to win last night, but this is a little too late?
Pretty much like everything I ever do with sports, because the passion of sports, I try to get caught up to it, and I also don't want to be too much of a Debbie Downer. I'm always like in the middle. And it is funny to me, though, how a win, and last night was an impressive one, changes everything. Like, the Dolphins are 3-6, right? And here we are talking about paths to playoffs, and this is where the streak begins, and we see the talents coming together, and all these things. And then the Jets are 3-6, and in New York, they're crucifying everybody, and Aaron Rodgers is done, and they stink, and they're not going anywhere. And it's always kind of in the middle. Like, I felt good about what I saw of the Dolphins last night, and I do think there's a path to at least flirt with the playoffs, but this is the same team that, you know, has had a lot of ups and downs this year, and right when would it shock anyone that they lose to the Raiders this weekend or fall to the Patriots in a couple weeks? I don't think it would shock anyone if they lose one of those games. So when you start saying like, oh, well, now the Dolphins, I see win, I'm like, are we talking about the same inconsistent team? I mean, there are still flaws, there are still issues you have to worry about, but I thought last night at least showed us that when things go well, they play complimentary football. Certainly the defense, the way it's playing. You mentioned Tua being back. They've been better offensively the last 3 weeks. But, yeah, they can win some games. I'm just not sure if they can win enough to really flirt with the playoffs.
Will, who were you more impressed by yesterday? I know the easy out is the defense, right? They had the sack numbers yesterday, finally, the takeaways yesterday, and they kept the Rams out of the end zone. But what about the Dolphins offense? Because while the numbers weren't gaudy, Tua didn't throw for 500 yards, every time they needed a big play, every time they needed to go score the football, they were able to do so.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to look at the offense and say, the offense has been better since Tua came back. Last night, a perfect example. In that second half, they scored the touchdown. They kicked a couple of field goals, especially late. Like, we're all setting ourselves up for, oh, my God, this third and three, it's going to be pressured. He's going to throw it away, or it's going to be a drop. Rams are going to get the ball back. They're going to go. They get the two-point conversion. This is going to go to overtime. I mean, we were all setting up that scenario in our heads. And what the offense did was complete a big play, go down, then get the 3 points to make it a two-score game. Things like that, things like the Buffalo game, even in a loss, going down the field, tying the game with a big touchdown. I mean, there have been signs that this offense is able to produce some quality drives. Now, the defense is coming along. Getting Zach Sealer back last night was huge. We saw the plays that they were making along the line. Calais Campbell's like the fountain of youth or something, 38 years old. So there is a path where you see this team playing better complementary football and all the units doing their jobs where they can win games.
You know, you said, would you be really surprised if the Dolphins lost Sunday to a lesser opponent in the Raiders? What about the Hurricanes? So we watched them lose to Georgia Tech. You and I are both Hurricanes. They do control their own destiny, though.
Yeah.
So do they win their final two? They've got Wake Forest and Syracuse.
I think so. And I tried to tell this to everyone who would listen. And I'm not trying to be some sort of like I was a soothsayer, like I had some sort of predictive, I knew what was going to happen. But I think we all saw it. They were going to likely lose somewhere. And I kept telling Canes fans that, whether it be on the air or when they'd say, hey, what do you think of the Canes? Guys, they're going to slip up somewhere. It's just going to happen the way they're playing it. First of all, it's very hard to go undefeated. There's a lot of parity in college football, and with the portal and guys in and out, teams have talent everywhere, and sometimes you have bad days. But more than that, the formula of defense allowing big plays and long drives and points and Cam saving them at some point was going to falter. And it happened. But I will say this, though. It happened, and now they learn from it. They get a bye week. There's no reason that Cam and the offense doesn't bounce back, make some plays. The defense, to their credit, during this crazy run where they started 9-0, they had moments in second halves where they were better. So I do think that they win these last two and have a shot in that ACC title game. I worry, though, because SMU could score on anyone. And that defense, I mean, it could be one of those you got to win a 52-46 kind of game in an ACC title game with the way this defense is playing. But I do think they get to the ACC title game.
Speaking of it being difficult to go undefeated, I'm watching highlights right now of last night's game. Do the Cavs end up 82-0?
I think they're going to slip up somewhere along the way. I will say this, though. The easiest way to make it happen is you bet on them to win, and then they will finally lose. So
yeah, you know what?
It's coming.
You know what? I wield an unbelievable amount of power over the – but I have an opposite power. It takes a little getting used to having opposite power. You know, it's like if you push the joystick left and you go right,
it takes a
little while to get the
it's
hang of
gift.
This. But yeah, I think I could do something there.
I know what
is Niko Jovic off the bench?
For. What's that?
Niko Jovic off the bench. Is that the answer?
Oh, I think it's part of it. You know, I think Spo's trying it. That's another thing I tell people about, especially early season lineups, is you can't get caught up to it in lineups. Everybody's been like, oh, this lineup last year wasn't good, and is Niko the guy, and Terry and Tyler working their way together. I mean, Spo's going to figure it out, and that doesn't mean he's going to figure it out to where they're going to have success and, win the Eastern Conference. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they will find a rhythm and a pattern. Spo's not shy. He's not scared to pull the trigger on something. I mean, he'll do it in game. A couple games ago at the half, he changed the starting lineup and put H in. Now, all of a sudden, with Jimmy out and bringing Kevin Love in and the H, I mean, I don't think you're going to see a set Heat starting lineup like this is the one for the next 70 games or whatever. You're really not going to see that until the second half of the season, leading in potentially to the playoffs. I suppose just going to tinker with things. And right now, part of that is Niko to the bench. And by the way, it worked in the first try.
You said Tyler Hero has been playing amazing, and you're right, Will. It's not just the scoring numbers. It's where he's scoring and the efficiency. But is there still more to what the backcourt can be? Like, are we still waiting to see Terry and Tyler kind of have that one big game where we say, okay, yeah, this should be sustainable? Because I know right now, like you just mentioned, there's a lot of moving parts, and can Jimmy and Bam also get theirs? But I think, that backcourt is so important if the Heat do want to actually contend in the East.
Yeah, and I think it's more so on Terry, and not to throw it all on him, but let's face it, he has to be more consistent, and I think he's kind of caught in the middle where Terry's a scorer. He likes to have the ball in his hands and drive and shoot. Even that's been his game in the NBA. But the Heat really don't need that from him consistently nightly. I mean, they need a facilitator, a ball handler, a guy who can distribute. And it's a tough spot for Terry to kind of – and that's why I think everyone was trying to figure it out. Okay, can it work? Can he be just the point guard facilitator who now and then, has a 20-point night? But for Terry, sometimes it's a situation where he has the ball in his hands. He's got to take a lot of shots and get comfortable. That's tough to do when you've got then Tyler, and when Jimmy comes back, you've got Bam, who's trying to find his game right now. He's admitted he's in a shooting slump right now. He's going to come out of it at some point. Terry's got the toughest job, I think, of that four, you know, that four-headed monster, the four, whatever, the four guys that are the core of the team and the scoring, because his role is tough to define it for him, given his history in the NBA and the way he likes to play. So that is the next step. I think for Tyler, I'm not sure what else Tyler can do. Right now he's playing the most efficient, effective, productive basketball of his entire NBA career, and it's fun to watch.
Will Manso, you will see him tonight on FanDuel Sports Network Sun. We need to change our graphic here on the video monitor, Solana.
I still have Bally Sports. Yeah, that's my
Don't do that.
My
do that. We had 1 week where we allowed to make that mistake. We can't make the mistake anymore because
now you got
to
put a dollar in the punishment jar if anybody calls it Bally Sports.
That's why Amy says everything positive, because she doesn't want to start getting docked. Yeah.
Do you know, by the way, I didn't even tell you, do you know what I lost the largest amount of money on this past week?
I'm afraid that I never ask people who gamble how much they bet, because A, sometimes they lie, and B, I don't want to be the guy like, hey, man, you may have a gambling problem.
I lost a ton of money this week, but do you know what my largest single bet was? Well, I'm not going to tell you the amount, but was on?
Let me guess, because it's probably something very obscure. I would say over assists on Terry Rozier.
It was on your New York Giants to cover 6.5.
You bet the Giants? Oh, my God.
Not only did I bet Daniel Jones and the Giants, I also had another large bet on Sam Darnold and the Vikings to cover. They won, but they didn't cover. I had no idea how bad your team is. I had no idea how bad Daniel Jones was.
I gave someone advice this week that actually made money, because they asked me, hey, what do you think of the Giants? I said, do not bet on the Giants. Please don't bet on the Giants. But I said, if there's anything to bet on the Giants, a touchdown for Tyrone Tracy. I said, whatever that is, I think he'll score a touchdown. So he texts me. He's like, oh, my God, Tyrone. He sent me the screen grab of the money he won on Tyrone Tracy. I said, there you go. I felt better about myself.
I cannot believe what you've had to sit through, because I don't watch a full Giants game, but it was the 9:30 a.m. game.
Week
so
in,
like,
and week
oh,
out.
And I thought the Panthers stunk, and I don't believe in Bryce Young. And so I was like, I was so invested in that Giants team. That guy is garbage.
He's terrible. By the way, I don't think he's ever going to see the field again in a Giants uniform. They have the bye, and today they have a press conference with their GM talking about, hey, they're evaluating everything. Because of the injury stuff and the money for next year, I don't think he plays again for the Giants. I think the Daniel Jones era is done, and I'll be a happy man.
Well, I'm fine with it being done, and I saw one game. I'm good with it. Will Manso, watch him tonight. FanDuel Sports Network, Sun, Heat and Pistons tonight. Thanks, Will.
Anytime, guys.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
And Crowder.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.